Good morning. You're still listening to good old us, the morning after Ben and Josh, and we are honoured and blessed to have a very special guest in the studio.
Yes, we are. Kay Duncan, thanks so much for coming into the studio this morning.
Thank you for having me.
We are talking all things Wonder Bar. Of course, you're playing with Jackie Walters on the 10th of June. It's coming up very soon. 7:30 start. So what? If today is the 7th, then that's Thursday.
There you
Absolutely.
Go.
There you go.
Good Thursday, man.
So what can we expect from that performance?
Well, it's going to be a really intimate show. It's completely unplugged. It's just guitar and vocal. We'll be sharing some really heartfelt songs with our own personal journeys over the years as, you know, as singer-songwriters in our family life and that sort of thing. And we'll be, you know, sharing a few of the stories before the songs as well.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, obviously you're on the lineup as well, but so is Jackie Walters. She's not in studio with us, but do you want to, you know, tell us a little bit about her, what we
can
expect?
Yes, I would love to. Well, I've known Jackie Walters for, over 20 years.
Oh, awesome.
Last time we actually did play together was about 20 years ago, just over 20 years ago, in the Harbour Lights in Littleton, which is actually no longer there, which is quite sad. She's an amazing musician. I have the utmost respect for her, and I feel quite honoured to be actually double billing with her. She's released 3 albums, solo albums, plus one in the 1990s with Punamu, a duo that she was with the Ariana Tika, who's an arts laureate. So, and that was called Me He. She's released 3 other albums, and she's in the process of releasing her 4th album. So I think on Thursday she's saying that she'll play some of the songs from her new album, so that's going to
that
be really exciting.
That's really cool.
She's actually been nominated for various awards over the years. She was a New Zealand Folk Album of the Year finalist in 2005 for her second solo album, Step Into the Light. I've actually got a copy of it here.
Oh, look at that.
I'm just wondering, maybe you'd like to play one of the tracks after the interview. Because it is a beautiful album. She has a stunning voice. And, it really is worth looking on. I'd say that, and that title track, Step Into the Light, and Follow the Moon, two of my favourite ones from that CD. And the other CD she has are equally as beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous lyrics, beautiful vocals. And on some of her music, she has James Wilkinson featuring. He was a very big, big on the scene back in the 90s in the old Bakehouse Cafe. He used to play, plus many, many other gigs.
Amazing.
I believe he's also based in Nelson, where Jackie is based at the moment. And they do a duo together and tour around, and they are absolutely fantastic together. If you ever get a chance to hear them together too, as well as Jackie doing her solo stuff, honestly, pull out the stops to get there because they really are fantastic. He's an amazing guitarist, and the two of them just really complement each other.
Delightful.
Fantastic. That's so cool. So, I mean, we can talk about you as well, of course. So I guess, I mean, you know, I'm personally very interested. How did you start, writing music and performing? Where did the journey begin?
Well, I guess the creative journey's just been a lifelong one for me. I'm also a visual artist and a poet. Was I the visual artist before the songwriter? I'm not sure. Been on stage and did a bit of acting as well when I was a child.
Awesome.
But it's just a creative process. And for me, it is about just being creative. There's not really an end goal as such. Each little thing that you do just feels good. It's a joyous thing to sing. It's great to be able to express yourself through words, and I feel very grateful that I have the opportunity in my life now to be able to do that more than ever. So I'm almost like a re-emerging sort of artist, you might say, at my tender age of being a nana. So that's interesting. But I wrote my first song when I was 11.
Wow.
I remember going to play it to my mum and dad. They were still in bed at the time on a Sunday morning. And I must say, they both shed a tear.
Oh.
It was a love song, far too mature for 11-year-old to be writing. But yes, I've done a lot of songwriting over the years, but in the particularly in the last 4 or 5 years, I've had a lot of things to draw on, I suppose, from my life. Life's not always been easy. I've been down some tough roads. Being in, a creative person, sometimes it's very, very lonely, you know.
Yep.
But I am most fortunate to be married to a musician and composer,
amazing.
Guy Hobson. He is my love of my life, my light. Oh. He is such a support to me, and I would not be able to do what I do without him. He is also fantastic at producing, and he's helping to produce my debut album, which is hoping to come out next year.
Exciting.
I'm not going to tell you anything more
about it
because
I would love
to come back to you and talk about that at some point.
Look at that. That'd be great.
Yeah, near at the time. And when I do the single release and all that jazz.
Fantastic.
So I do have to just give him a big shout out because he is just an amazing musician. He's also doing his first album at the moment too. So we have a very musical house. I've got a son-in-law who's in the army band. I have a brother-in-law, Steve McDade, who is a local singer-songwriter too. And he's also played with Jackie.
Hey.
So we're like a little bit of a family, I suppose.
Yeah, a little musical family.
I like to look at it like that. And we have got together and done stuff together.
That's so cool. What would you say are some of the, I guess, biggest maybe differences or perhaps similarities from like when you started, writing and performing music compared to now?
I think one of the main things is I've learned to stretch my voice. I've learned to be a lot more confident with my singing. I don't hold back.
Cool.
And I'm not afraid to just do what I feel like doing. I'm not trying to stick to any particular genre. I do a lot of folk and jazz, soul, and I'm always wanting to stretch that. I don't want to be hemmed in by any particular genre myself. I'm the same with my visual art. I just want to be free to do what I want to do.
Cool.
And I guess at the end of the day, you do get your sound, your sort of mark, but it's not an intentional thing. It's just sort of happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Gosh. I want to ask about the creative process. What's it like for you? How does it work?
Well, creative process, it's an interesting one. It happens in many different ways. Sometimes with the singing and songwriting particularly, often it is from something I've experienced or something I've observed in somebody close to me. Writing a lot of stuff about the environment, of course, that is just coming into everything.
Yeah.
I just can't stop it. It just, even if I didn't want to write about it, because sometimes it does make me feel sad.
Yeah.
But it just comes into everything, even my love songs, it comes into that. I love writing love songs. I've had a lot of love in my life and beautiful family, which I'm very grateful for. I've got four sisters. My parents are still alive. I'm really grateful for my beautiful nieces and nephews.
Oh, wow, amazing.
And they all play a huge part in inspiring me to write what I write. They're probably the main topics that I write about.
Nice.
And sometimes I come up with some lyrics. I write poetry. I go to the Catalyst Poetry open mics. Enjoy doing that.
Cool.
And it's fun. And sometimes it's the melodies that come first.
Yeah.
It's just a random thing,
depends.
Really.
Just sort of all depends on the song.
Yeah,
very cool.
It does.
And what do you think it is about, because it feels like there is so many amazing musicians coming out of Christchurch and Lyttelton especially as well. It feels like there's got to be something in the water there. So what do you think it is about, Christchurch and Lyttelton that produces such a pool of talent?
Oh, gosh, that is a really, really good question, actually. And it's one that I've thought about a lot. I have noticed, yes, like you have, that there is definitely a big amount of musicians coming out of Lyttelton, but not just Lyttelton, all around Christchurch and wider Christchurch and New Zealand, of course. But isn't that the same in so many things?
As
a nation, we're just out there, aren't we?
We do, yeah.
So I guess when you look at it that way in a broader context, I would say it's just part of that big picture.
Yeah.
You know, we're go-getters. You know, we're not going to sit back and say someone else is going to do that. We just go out and do it.
Exactly. We're doing the thing. We are doing the thing. And you're doing the thing with Jackie Walters down at Wonder Bar on the 10th of June. Make sure you head on down, 7:30 start, $15 entry, book via Event Finder. Before we part with you, of course, Kay, we'll play some Jackie Walters.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
I'd love to. Thank you so much.
That's
all good.
I hope you're listening, Jackie.
Let's do it.
Can't wait till Thursday.
Can't wait. This is Step Into the Light by Jackie Walters.